All right, this is a story about a loaf of bread. And where better to start than the grocery store? Walking to the bread section. Right on the shelf, it is a whole grain white bread. Fluffy white bread made with whole grains. And this one loaf of bread is the culmination of millions of dollars and countless hours spent on research and marketing. So let's see how it got here.
So this is our wheat quality lab.
That bread in the store is a relatively new concoction. It's a loaf of whole grain, but it's white bread. You can thank, in part, Colorado State University wheat breeder Scott Haley. Even most white bread lovers know whole grain bread is healthier, but choose white bread because of its taste and texture. Back in 2008, Haley found a solution. He's the father of the wheat variety Snowmass.
Well, I've been told that the wheat is the most famous wheat in the world, which is just like, oh my gosh, I don't believe that.
Haley was trying to breed a type of wheat that could withstand very specific diseases and pests, while at the same time bring in good yields. The foundation that funds some of Haley's research receives money from food giant ConAgra to develop wheat varieties for commercial use. And ConAgra was after healthier white bread.
It was total, I don't want to say it was accident. You know, breeders say when good things happen, they call it serendipity.
And so Snowmass was born. It withstood the diseases and yielded well, even in the harsh climate along the Great Plains, where most of the country's wheat crop is grown. Hard red wheat has been the Great Plains' staple. The bran is dark and packed full of a strong flavor, which can make it a tougher sell to more finicky consumers who prefer white bread. Enter a hard white variety like Snowmass, which can become a whole grain white flour, and there's a big demand for it.
For the longest time, there were no choices. I mean, there was just hard red winter wheat.
Mark Linneber was one of the first farmers to take a chance on Snowmass. He grows wheat about an hour east of Denver. And here's where the financial realities of bringing a new agricultural or food product to market are made clear. Because Snowmass is still new and a bit risky, ConAgra pays individual farmers extra for every bushel of Snowmass they harvest.
And that little bit of a premium kind of paid for the additional costs of infrastructure.
ConAgra wants the wheat, but needs lots of farmers to grow it. On the face of it, there is not a huge incentive to make a switch. So ConAgra sweetens the deal for farmers like Linneber, but the company passes the extra cost down to the consumer. So 100% whole grain white bread is usually more expensive than its plain white brother. Food companies have been trying to make bread that shoppers love and that's more healthy. Snowmass makes that easier.
If the consumer demand for that whole grain white product is there, then they're going to be willing to pay for it. And like everything, it takes years for that market to develop.
That market is developing right now. ConAgra has already started including Snowmass in its ultra-grain, whole-grain flour mix, and the company sells Snowmass flour to industrial-scale bakeries. Sarah Lee has started adding ultra-grain to its bread recipes. So has Azteca to its tortillas. Bill Stouffer is president of ConAgra Mills.
What ultra-grain has really allowed food companies or bakeries or whomever, even at use at home, is to substitute traditional flour with a whole grain product, and ultimately, then you get that health benefit.
ConAgra has spent a lot of money to be able to give bakeries and farmers that flexibility, but it'll have competition. Farmers in other big wheat states like Kansas, Nebraska, and North Dakota are also looking to capitalize on the white whole wheat trend. Hard white wheat varieties like Snowmass are in high demand, meaning there's a lot of money to be made, and sometimes all it takes is a serendipitous moment to create the next big hype. I'm Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.